Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, I am riding with Patrick Mahomes, although Joe Burrow is making a strong push.
Can't make up your mind.
Be number one in my heart.
Can't make up your mind. You're torn.
Well, you know, it's a difference between saying this dude is the best and this dude's my favorite. Like, Ghostface, my favorite rapper of all time. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you he's greater than Jay-Z or something. He's just my favorite.
Well, Joe Burrow missing some pieces of his O-line going against the Bills, you actually think we'll see Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship?
Yep. Those are the two. Those are the winners.
Hey,
Anthony Gargano. 97.5 The Fanatic. Host of the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern. Anthony, good morning.
What's up, my brother?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Oh, sound like something from Philly.
How are you feeling about
you
your Eagles?
King.
Anthony, your Eagles got a banged-up quarterback. You're facing a team that's in an evaluation year, as Key said, not even a rebuilding year. All the pressure is on your guys. You can't lose to this Giants team, but you're going to see them for the third time. What are you feeling? How are you feeling heading into this game?
They ain't losing. Are you kidding me? Oh, right away. They're a flimsy one seed. Jalen can't do this. Oh, they're this. They're a paper tiger. I heard it all. This team's good, and they ain't losing to Daniel Jones. No way.
Not with a healthy Hurts. Not with a healthy Hurts, but he ain't healthy.
Doesn't matter. He's fine. He practiced
yesterday. I'm with you, Anthony. I think he's fine.
He is. He's a tough kid, man.
Oh.
I mean, Jalen's been through it. He's fine. Listen, the only thing that I worry about with that team is next week against the Niners and Lane Johnson at right tackle.
What make you think the Niners, you just automatically, here y'all go, you just automatically assume that the Niners, y'all going to be playing the Niners.
Route piece.
Giants will be playing the Cowboys next week.
It's Dave DeClara. Niners will obliterate your squad, Captain Cowboy.
Think about it. The last time that the Philadelphia Eagles assumed that they was doing something is when they played us in the NFC Championship game and had already sent everybody advanced scouting, their equipment and everything, had already sent it to San Diego. They had to turn around in New Mexico. So don't start thinking automatically that y'all are already in a championship game. Come on now,
Anthony,
you know better than that.
I don't remember that. That happened? That game happened? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. How much do you like Jalen Hurts now? Give us the real, opposed to when he first got drafted by the Eagles.
Listen, I didn't think he would be this good. Not at all. He worked out with Tom Allen in the offseason. He's a coach's kid. He's got the greatest mentality. All right? He busted his rear end, and he made himself into a top 10 quarterback. He has been fantastic this year. He runs that offense incredibly. And look, what makes him so dangerous, all kidding aside, what makes him so dangerous is the fact that they have A.J. Brown, they have Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, the top flight tight end. They got a great offensive line. And Jalen is such a smart player. He knows how to run this offense. He runs the RPOs and the RPRs. When he runs like a running back. I mean, he runs low to the ground. He makes the right decisions. He doesn't put the ball in peril. He is the perfect quarterback. It's amazing, right? Because all those years with Wentz was the opposite of Hurts. Whereas Wentz had no intangibles. He played recklessly. He was selfish. He had all those intangibles. Whereas Hurts is the opposite. He didn't have the big arm as Wentz did, but Hurts has learned how to play this position in this league, and he makes the right decisions, and he's just smart, and he's a great team. He's a winner, man. He really is.
And the team loves him.
I mean, that team loves him. I didn't know he would be like this in the NFL.
Anthony, I do want to ask you, you know, we talk a lot about Nick Sirianni on this show and about the impact he's had on the organization, but watching Doug Peterson actually lead the Jags to a playoff win after literally Urban Meyer just – burnt down the organization. Is there any, like, remorse about how it went down with Peterson, or do you think it was the right call?
No, that's a great question. You know, it's funny. Listen, the town loves Doug, right? They just do. Because Doug brought the first Super Bowl in franchise history. So So there's always that kinship towards Doug. And I know that this week everybody was rooting for Jacksonville. They love the fact that Jacksonville did a big comeback. But I think they really like Sirianni. I think Sirianni's bright. He's energetic. He's an interesting guy in that in this town, we were used to Andy Reid for the longest time. And then Chip Kelly came in, and it was a disaster. Doug comes in, wins the Super Bowl. But I think everybody thought that, you know, Doug's a really good players coach and all. But Sirianni's got concept. Like, he's a really sharp dude. I don't think a lot of the league knows how good the guy's going to be. I mean, this is his second year. First year, he comes in with half of a roster, and he makes the playoffs. And now he's got a good roster, and Howie Roseman's done an amazing job. And look, I mean, they were the one seed. They should have only lost once when you think about it. I mean, the two of the three losses came with Minshew.
Hey, we're talking to Anthony Gargano, 97.5, the Fanatic, about the Eagles, of course. Anthony, is there any talk in town about, like, Shane Steichen's done a great job. I'm not questioning that. But against mm-hmm. the Bears, what was that, week 15?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's running Jalen Hurts. That's where Hurts gets hurt. Sirianni afterwards seems like he's covering for his OC, talking about, well, Hurts is going to heal up. He has superhuman powers. And then later, weeks later, admits, he was really hurting. Is there any kind of consternation, anger in town toward your offensive coordinator, who otherwise has been fantastic, about the fact that he has compromised your quarterback, it seems to me?
Yeah, consternation is a great word, and your brother, you're 100% on. I mean, look, you can't run your quarterback that many times. And that day, if you remember, in Chicago, we had that bitter cold that swathed the country, and it was like unnatural cold even for Chicago.
I'm bringing it up.
And you can't run him that many times, expose him to that many hits. And you guys know when you're running those RPRs, you're going to get hit. Even if you're going to hand the ball off, you're going to take a lick. And it was too much. And that was a major mistake. And it's a shame because you're right. Steichen has had a fantastic year. The offense has been seamless. It's been explosive and dangerous. But you imperiled your quarterback. And that's the second year in a row where Jalen's gotten dinged up at the end of the season. And I know, listen, when you have the capabilities of Hurts, run those balls on the run-pass-run option, it's so tantalizing to overdo it, but you can't because in a 17-game season, Kenny, you know better than anybody, you can't put your quarterback and expose him like that every week.
Yeah, I think he'll be different this week just because of the injury. He'll protect himself, meaning sliding, going out of bounds, not trying to get the extra yards. I think he's smart enough to understand that. Anthony, before we let you get out of here, this game is on a Saturday at 8:15 Eastern time at night. Little cold. Friday is the off day. Can't wait to get to Friday to do whatever. Sunday is basically a chill day. How crazy are the fans going to be on Saturday night knowing that Friday's an off day? You're going to probably get drunk anyway. And Sunday, you don't have to go to work.
Yeah, the tailgate starts Friday, all right? That's when it starts, and it's going to be savagery, all right? The parking lots around Lincoln Financial Field, it's going to look medieval, all right? It's going to be crazy. They're going to get knocked. This is the playoffs. This is Philadelphia. They had a bye week, so they were pent up. So the savages will be out, baby. We can't wait for Saturday night in Philadelphia.
That is Anthony Gargano, ladies and gentlemen. 97.5 The Fanatic here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Anthony, great talking to you.
Good luck, but not
and,
really.
And I pox on your house, and I hope the Eagles' miserable misfortune as a Giants fan. And by the way, Anthony, before I let you go real quick, are you kind of like as a Giants fan, I know you guys are stacked right now. Giants are fortunate to be in this position.
Oh, he hung.
But I wonder if Anthony is also rooting for the Cowboys against the Niners just to play traffic cop with the best team in the NFC.
No. He's rooting for the Niners. He said that the Niners, when they play the Niners. So he's already saying.
No, he's not rooting for the Niners. He's rooting for the Cowboys, Key, because what he's saying is that the Niners are the toughest matchup. So therefore, as a Giants fan or an Eagles fan, you're sitting there going, let us see the Cowboys, not the Niners.
Key, I did want to bring up, when you're talking to CC, you said, Chris Canty, when he came on our show earlier, you said you can't remember a game where Dak didn't play well. I mean, last year against the Niners, man, he didn't play well.
No, he had that one gap at the end.
53% completion rate.
Yeah, well, I don't remember that game. Don't remember it.
As a Giants fan, I never really root for the Cowboys. I'm sure I'll be rooting for the Niners in the end, but if the Cowboys can just run a little interference. Like I said, the NFC is rooting for Seattle to run interference, play traffic cop with the Niners. That's the team you're like, man, could someone else knock them out? I don't think we could beat them. But if it's the Cowboys, somehow they get past the Niners, and Jalen Hurts is truly compromised, or if you're an Eagles fan, you're like, Jalen Hurts is good and we beat the Giants. Either way, the winner of Giants-Eagles could beat the Cowboys and get to the Super Bowl. But if it's the Niners, it feels like a different story. Steve Kerr, by the way, guys, you hear this?
Yes, I have.
He said, Steph Curry, I don't know if you heard about this, Jay. I want to bring this to your attention, something I came across.
Basketball-related news?
Yeah. Oh. He said Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
I should have just kept going. Steph
All
Curry.
The trash what? Talking, Steph Curry.
By the way, Steph Curry. All I had to do is put the E on the re. See, I've been fine. Steph Curry is the modern-day MJ? What does Steve Kerr know about MJ? Has he lost his mind? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Steve Kerr says, by the way, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Steve Kerr says that Steph Curry, Jay, not Steph Kerr. That's ridiculous. Steph I don't know Curry. Why you said that last segment. Steph Curry. Steve I understand Curry you just Steve, forget you're talking Stephen about Steve Curry. Combined. But it's Steph Curry, just so you know.
Okay. Well, like, I messed up the name.
Yeah. I don't know why you did
why
that.
Are you
but it's like.
The people like, I messed up the name.
Because anyone you're tuning in now and listening
you're the host,
would just assume that I might
you
be telling
you. You bring us
the
in and you lead us out. It's not me.
Yeah, but you for some reason you said Steph Curry. I don't know why.
You're the worst liar, man.
By the way, I could get a clip of you saying Steph Curry because you repeated it.
You're the worst.
Take you out of context and pull an Aaron Rodgers on you.
Why are you doing that with your lips, Key?
Yeah, there's no R&B right now, Key. Yeah, usually if you play R&B and there's like a female singer, Key breaks out the chapstick right away.
That's just my natural lips. I don't have to get anything done to them.
No filler?
Nothing, zero. They just like this.
Meantime, my lips are like razor blades.
They're not big, they're not small, they're just right.
Just right.
All right, look.
Not the extra really big lips, so you're like, come on, we know you got work done.
Top, man.
What?
I saw one yesterday. Lord have mercy.
Injections.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but don't get extra injections.
Man. Think about what we do to people's brains.
It was one of those deals where they really need to get their money back from the doctor. That's all I can tell you.
It's a bad job.
It was fresh, though, so it might go down. It might still fresh.
Oh, I can't even think of it. It's nauseating to think about. All right.
Steve Kerr says. You think if I got those, what would I look like?
Steve Kerr says Steph Curry is the modern-day MJ. Here is the sound of the Warriors head coach at the press conference saying just that.
He's the modern MJ. You know, I used to see this playing with the Bulls. You know, half the crowd's got, you know, red 23 jerseys on, and, you know, now half the crowd's got blue and yellow 30 jerseys. It's just Steph is – he transcends the game. He elicits an emotion from people. I think because he's so awe-inspiring with his play that no matter where we go, there are people who are cheering for him and can't wait to see him perform because we've never seen anything like him.
Jay, I understand what Coach is saying, and unlike MJ,
he's absolutely right.
Unlike MJ, Steph Curry, whether it's true or not, because he's not super tall and he's not flying through the air, he gives, I think, a lot of fans the feeling, especially kids, if I put in enough work, I could do that. MJ, there's nothing you could do to have anti-gravity boots, right? Like, but Steph is relatable, I think, to kids because he's more their size than the big guys, and he's doing something that feels, it gives the feeling like if you work hard enough, maybe you could do something like that too. So I get in that way he's inspirational like MJ, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Stephen Kerr, I don't think Coach Kerr is saying that he is the greatest of all time, even though he's in that conversation.
What conversation?
But, I mean, he's in the conversation for greatest of all time.
He's not in that conversation. He's not in any conversation. Greatest of all time? Come on, Jay.
Max, from a guy who played the sport, from a guy that recognizes how tall, alien-like athletes are, if you meet him face-to-face, what he's doing is improbable. It's unprecedented.
Doesn't make you the greatest.
It's one of the greatest we've ever seen. He's in the conversation. I'm not saying he is. He's going to be in the conversation when it's all said and done. How many chips does he have?
Four. Do I think he'll be in that conversation?
I don't think he'll ever be in the GOAT conversation.
I think at the end of his career,
yes, he will.
He'll be in the conversation. Now, whether or not he ends up being, you know, selected by people who put these lists together, I don't know, but he certainly, by the time he ends, because he'll have so many different numbers and more rings and this and that and All-Stars and maybe MVPs, he'll be in that conversation. He just will be.
MJ, LeBron, Kareem, or Steph?
I mean, nobody's saying that he's going to be above them, but it's in the conversation, man.
And look, Steve
LeBron James, 6'9", 265 pounds. MJ,
that's a different,
freakishly athletic, the best athlete maybe the game of basketball has ever seen.
Sure.
Kareem, like another one, like freakishly athletic. This dude is like
6'2". Oh, what he's doing may be harder, but that doesn't make you the greatest.
But I didn't say it makes him the – I said in the conversation.
But
Max,
by conversation, do you mean he's on the list of somewhere in the top 10?
Yeah, there's people like in mean, the list, like
but usually
the greatest of all time.
When I hear conversation, I mean you're presenting the case that he is the greatest, and therefore he's
in
that conversation.
I think some people will inevitably present it, but that's not even what Steve Kerr said.
That's not even what Steve Kerr is really talking about. What he's talking about is everything that he's transcended – in his professional career thus far, it reminds him of Michael Jordan. When you go to the arenas with Michael Jordan, everybody, home and away, was wearing 23s. Same thing with Steph, home and away, because both were so likable and enjoyable as people, persons. They on and off the court. He's smaller, much like you say, Max. Kids look up to that. Steph Curry, oh my God, it's not about maybe one day if I work hard I could be Steph. It's I am going to be Steph Curry. I like his shoes. I like his look, his family, everything that he put together. Think about that package that Michael Jordan presented to the world for many years as an NBA basketball player. It was the perfect situation to the point that it got a guy like Kobe Bryant as a kid to say, you know what? I'm about to emulate everything Michael Jordan does from the beginning of my NBA career to the end of my NBA career. From the way I chew gum to the way I hold press conferences to the way I walk to how my security team is put together. That's what Steve Kerr is talking about with Steph Curry.
Max, you know your infatuation with Bill Belichick being involved in the greatest of all time, but has only won one playoff game without Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
An equivalent to that to a
degree.
We
actually won two.
Is the San Antonio Spurs, which is funny. Like in the football world, we don't talk about San Antonio. It's like, you know, Pop was considered to be one of the greatest of all time.
Without Tim Duncan.
Hasn't really done a lot, right?
He hasn't, not a championship
coach. They're second to last in the Western Conference right now for people who haven't been paying attention. Okay.
Yep.
Not a lot of people always go to San Antonio Spurs games. Do you know that when the Warriors came through, 68,323 people came to the game. It set its individual game record attendance, attendance record for the NBA,
my son.
Just to see Steph Curry.
And respect
that's
to Clay and everybody else. They're there to
that's
see
That's
what
Steph. He brings to the game
yep.
of basketball, which is what Steve
He's a bona fide superstar.
About. Yeah, what Steve Kerr is talking
but,
about.
But when you
the
say
attention
modern,
from a global
I,
perspective.
I get it from that point of view, but when you say modern-day MJ, MJ was so much bigger than the next biggest athlete in the world. It was a joke to compare anybody
to know.
Him.
I don't know.
You couldn't even compare any other athlete.
I don't know. I don't know at this point in time in Steph Curry's career if it's not equally the same
what?
Based on Michael Jordan's career that you wouldn't look at it the same way.
Wait, in Key, terms of there are many athletes at least as big as Steph Curry. Let's start with LeBron, who's bigger.
But
he's more well-known.
That's a generational thing, though. That's,
I was just about to say that is so a generational thing.
Because
you have social media, you have the outreach, you have the expanding brand of the NBA.
But talk to him, Jay. Talk to him, Jay.
The NBA broke through internationally with the Dream Team. It's the first time it became a really big thing.
Talk to him, Jay.
Wait a minute. But Jay Key, what I'm doing is trying to do apples to apples. I'm not talking about how big you are. I'm talking about how big you are relative to your contemporaries so that any era, you can do that in any era. Steph Curry is not the number one, or if he is, it's barely. I'd say LeBron is number one brand in basketball. Steph Curry in his own era is not even number one in his own sport, whereas Michael Jordan was number one, probably bigger than any two or three other athletes in the world.
Max, time out. I got to cut you off here. You're talking about two guys that are going to be in the conversation for the greatest of all time or top 10, right? So, like, that's what I'm trying to say to you. Like, I know Michael Jordan to you is number one, but, like, is LeBron James maybe the second greatest player in European to ever play the game of basketball?
I think he is.
Where's Steph?
Top 10 somewhere.
All right,
down,
so, like, who was closest to Michael Jordan, his contemporary?
LeBron. Oh, at the time?
Yeah,
in basketball or in the world?
When he elevated, in the world.
In the world?
Basketball is the world.
Who was the second biggest athlete in the world during Jordan? That's the point.
At the pinnacle. I mean, Magic Johnson.
At Jordan's pinnacle, there was no second
place?
Larry Bird.
No, there was no second place.
In basketball or the world, Jay?
The world. Worldwide athletics. Had to be a soccer player that I wasn't.
No,
that I didn't care as much
about basketball?
For a time,
when
it was Magic early and then
Shaq early. Magic was an in
Shaq. Maybe. Who else could compare to MJ?
To be honest with you, if we just talking about from a global standpoint,
yeah,
Dennis Rodman.
No, he
Dennis
wasn't.
Rodman.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, man, you crazy.
No. Dennis Rodman wasn't as big as Shaq or Magic.
Are you out of your mind?
Why? Because he was with Madonna and all this?
He was such a – you clearly didn't watch the 30 for 30 then. I mean, the Last Dance.
I did.
The episode about Dennis Rodman, much bigger.
I love Dennis Rodman. I think he's the greatest defender of all
time.
Oh, man.
At that point in time, he was huge.
Okay, well, that
you
makes
said
the
number
if he
two.
Wants to argue Rodman,
you didn't
that
say
that makes the point, Jay. There was
you
no
didn't
number
say
two.
Big. You,
there was no number
you didn't say
but
bigger. You said the second guy.
In this generation,
if
basketball.
Jordan were around,
yes.
How far fetched is this
who
belief that Steve Curry and Jay will have? 888 say ESPN 729-3776 ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
We are joined now We were just talking NBA by NBA insider Brian Windhorst.
Give me your watch.
Stop it.
He's not dressed like a stick-up kid. He's dressed like a guy casing a bigger situation, bigger payoff.
My outfit's fly. I'm cool.
Brian Windhorst, host of the Hoop Collective podcast. Windy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's the best team in the NBA right now?
Man.
How do you even answer that, Windy?
I mean, I guess I'll say the Celtics. They've had the number one record for 3 months. But they've got flaws. But here's the thing. Like, when you talk to, like, executives and scouts and even some players and you say, man, who's winning the West? They're like, the Warriors are winning the West. And it's like a complete statement on the disrespect that people still have for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are going for their 11th consecutive win tonight. And they're probably going to get it because Donovan Mitchell's not playing for Cleveland and they're at home. The Nuggets are red hot, too. Those are the top two teams in the West. But they haven't, fairly or not, earned everyone's respect yet. So you've still got people saying, watch out for the Clippers, who have lost 8 out of 10 and look absolutely nothing like they have anything going for them. And they say, here come the Warriors. Watch out for the Warriors. And so we're in a possible change year here, and the underdogs are going to have to prove it. But how can you say the Nuggets and Grizzlies are not proving it right now?
You know, Windy, one of the reasons I love the Hoop Collective is I just feel like it's you and your boys kicking it around and just talking basketball the way we would talk basketball at a barbershop or at a bar. So we're going to try that same style here. I got to ask you, what the hell is going on in Atlanta, man? Like, has this Trae Young experiment, has the luster worn off? What's happening in the front office? Travis Slink just got an extension last year. Now he's gone. Tony Ressler's son, the owner, is he running the show? Now Landry Fields, he's the new GM, one of the youngest GMs in the league. There's so many moving parts. Tell me what's going on with the whole Trae Young experiment in Atlanta.
Yeah, so we got a couple of different things here. First off, Trae Young is a very polarizing player. When you watch him play, it's very hard not to like him because he is a very willing passer. He is a tremendous passer. He's one of the best passers in the league. Obviously, he's not having a very good shooting year this year. He's having arguably his worst shooting year of his career, but the year is only half over. But there are people who sometimes aren't in love with his style of play. So just in general, any Trae Young team, you're going to have hot and cold that happens. I think it's the nature of playing with him. I think that's happened with some great players throughout the decades. But then you look at, I'm not sure Nate McMillan is going to be the coach after this season. I don't think that's a hot take or that's an aggregation statement. And so now you're thinking that potentially this could be, you know, a third coach in a short period of time here for this team.
Secondly, and DeJounte Murray is going to be a free agent coming up soon.
Yeah, he's got one more year after this year. But it's unlikely he extends, and it has nothing to do with Atlanta. It has to do with the style of contract he's got. So they're headed for some drama, even if they were undefeated this year. They're probably headed for a little bit of drama with DeJounte Murray, who they paid 3 first-round draft picks for. And since Tony Ressler bought the team, he's now gone through a couple of different general managers. And, you know, the situations are different, you know. And, look, he, you know, kind of ran Mike Budenholzer out of there, and Bud has gone on and won a championship. Now, granted, you know, he had Giannis. I'm not saying it's all Bud, but, like, you know, he's now on his third general manager, and there's not even 100% understanding of whether or not Landry Fields is going to remain as the GM without someone hired above him. So Landry's making decisions and stuff. The trade deadline's coming up, and I don't know what he's been assured of, but there's definitely talk in the league like there could be another hire above him. So it's a little bit off there, but that said, they've got a lot of talent, and they've got a franchise player in Trae Young. It's obviously not been the type of step forward that they thought they'd have after they made the conference finals 2 years ago.
Windy, you've been covering this game for a very long time. You've seen records go up, records being taken down. And the other day, I said that LeBron James, who's chasing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record, I said that LeBron James to L.A. Laker hardcore fans is basically a lease and a rental for us, even though he brought us a championship, that most of his damage in the scoring department was done for other teams. It will not be celebrated when he breaks Kareem's record nearly the same as when Kareem set the record, so to speak. Am I far off, or am I wrong for that?
I actually saw everything that you said, and I thought it was an interesting way to explain it, that it's a lease as opposed to an own. I think that's, and by the way, Key, like the way you articulate the way people see LeBron, it has authenticity to me because you're an LA guy. And, I think that is a prevailing theory. Now, first off, this is a fifth year LeBron's played for the Lakers, and he's playing next year there for sure. So it's going to be 6 years. That's longer than he played for the Heat. That's longer than he played for the second stint for the Cavs. This is now his second longest stint with the team since since the first time he was with Cleveland, where he was pretty much locked in there for 7 years. He might end up playing more for the Lakers in one stint than he did for any other team. That's number one. But you're right. I don't think you're wrong in the way you're saying that. The second thing is, what LeBron is doing this year is not getting the proper attention. He has morphed his game yet again in year 20. When he came to the Lakers, like, he didn't really want to be the point guard, so they signed a bunch of point guards. They all failed. And so the second year there, he played point guard and led him to a title. And now he's playing a completely different position, and so his three-point shot is off, right? He's having his worst three-point shooting season since he was a rookie. So what is he doing? He's taking less three-point shots, and he is taking more shots in the in-between zone, 3 to 10 feet, than at any time in his career. I'm telling you, he's taken a fifth of his shots in that in-between zone. He's never taken that many there, ever. And he's totally playing offense differently this year than he has in years past. And look, they're not having a great year, but he is making the best of it. And, you know, plenty of people can take shots at him and say he's not the same player that he was before. Of course, that's true. That whatever role he had in the Westbrook trade has hurt the franchise. Of course, a Westbrook trade was a disaster, but he is still maximizing this season for himself and probably for the Lakers.
Wendy, I want to get to the – Jay, go ahead, Jay,
yeah.
Because this was related to that.
So, Wendy, you know, talking about Westbrook, I talk to a lot of people daily who are in interesting positions in our field. You know a lot of the same people. And one of the things I heard kind of thrown out there is, why wouldn't the Lakers, considering what's happening in Toronto with, you know, them making decisions around – pieces, why wouldn't the Lakers offer a Russell Westbrook and their two picks for the likes of that of like a Scottie Barnes and a Fred VanVleet? Or even if you want to throw in Pascal Siakam, however you make that work, obviously they'll love Scottie Barnes, but why isn't something like out there like that floating around?
Well, Jay, I would say that the Raptors are the number one most watched team in the league right now in terms of what's going to happen at the deadline. Because, you know, they actually have a worse record than the Lakers. And with much, in my opinion, with a much better roster and much higher expectations. That was a team that finished, I think, fifth in the East last year. And, you know, we were expecting Scottie Barnes to take a giant step forward. He's kind of flatlined. They've had some injuries for sure, but they've been a big disappointment. And, you know, what happens between now, and they're also not playing well together. I mean, Nick Nurse has come out and said that they don't have great spirit. I don't know if I'm quoting him exactly accurately, but they're not playing with great focus and spirit. And they lost again last night. And if there's a team that could make a surprise move, it could be the Raptors. Now, I don't know if the Lakers can win, a bidding war if the Raptors start to sell off a piece or two. Now, they are not trading Scott Barnes. Scottie Barnes is their core player for the future. Fred VanVleet has not agreed to a contract extension and has talked about it and wants to go into free agency. He has a player option for next season, which he could pick up, but he has kind of indicated the league is going to free agency. That is a player I definitely think teams are watching. I just don't know if the Lakers are willing to go all in for a player like that then they then have to re-sign. So it's a definitely you've identified what people in the league are talking about.
Brian Windhorst, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NBA Insider, host of Brian Windhorst and the Hoop Collective podcast. Thanks,
great
Wendy,
time.
As always.
All right, Wendy.
Have a good day, guys.
Steve Kerr.
Glad we didn't ask him that question.
To compare Steph Curry to Michael Jordan, called him the modern-day Michael Jordan. That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, 888-SAY-ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Steve Kerr says Steph Curry is the modern-day MJ.
I don't think Coach Kerr is saying that he is the greatest of all time, even though he's in that conversation.
What conversation?
But, I mean, he's in the conversation for greatest of all time.
He's not in that conversation.
He's
not in any conversation. Greatest of all time? Come on, Jay.
He's one of the greatest we've ever seen. He's in the conversation. I'm not saying he is. He's going to be in the conversation when it's all said and done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hot box. Drop box.
Steve Kerr.
Hot box.
Now, I hate when this happens to me, so now I'm doing it to Coach, though, right? When you use someone, like sometimes I'll do this with a fighter or something, and he throws a punch like Joe Louis, and someone's like, oh, my God, you compared Triple G to Joe Louis. I'm like, yeah, I'm not saying he's as good as Joe Louis. I'm saying he did something that reminds me of it, or in this way they are similar. So now I'm doing that to Steve Kerr. He's talking about Steph is a modern-day MJ in that wherever he goes, huge crowds show up, and Steph jerseys are everywhere, even on the road. And MJ was like that. But I start to say, oh, wait a minute. MJ in his day was bigger than any two athletes from any other sport combined, including his own. And Steph may not be the number one guy in his own sport in terms of branding. That would be LeBron.
Different timing, though. Max,
let me ask you a question.
You cannot – well, hold on one sec, Jay, real quick. Let me finish. Okay. It's a different time. Things are totally different in social media is here now, that you get more opportunity to see other athletes, mm-hmm. where it was only a focus on Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. They go away, Michael Jordan and Shaq and then Kobe. That was pretty much it. Mm-hmm. You had NBC, and I don't even think TNT was doing basketball like that back then.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you might see a game on ESPN.
And your local team.
And that was
on
it. Mm-hmm. So it's a different world.
I'll make it even more simple for everybody out there on why Steve Kerr is correct here. Because as a kid growing up watching MJ play and playing for the Bulls, like every young kid was out there. Max, I guarantee you were out there too. You ever try to dunk the ball from the free throw line or put your tongue out in the air and hang around?
I put a Michael Jordan basketball go. $8 on layaway.
There you go. So now I'm going to counter the point about him not being the biggest player in the sport because I'm around a lot of young hoopers all the time.
Yeah.
What's LeBron James' signature move that kids try to do?
Right. Not really.
But I see every kid in the park.
Yep.
Steph Curry, 3 from half court.
It's true.
My son just shot from the roof the other day. It's the same thing as MJ, man. It has the same impact. And I've never seen a player change the geometry of the basketball court.
Like Steph.
I watch college games, high school games now, where I see kids 3-on-1 fast breaks, take it 10 feet behind the 3-point line. I'm like, what the hell are we doing? And it's like, Steph Curry effect. But I don't see the LeBron James effect like that.
100% true. If you want to talk about influence on the game like that, to me,
that's what Steve
Kerr's
talking about.
Part of the conversation, but it's a very specific part.
That's for sure what he's talking about.
Exactly.
As a kid, like you said, Jay, as a kid, I wore a knee sleeve when nothing was wrong with my knee. Guess why? Just because MJ had on the knee sleeve. Wasn't nothing wrong with my knee. How many times did I bite my tongue trying that?
I had a baldy.
Exactly.
I shaved my head bald.
I tell my 10-year-old son, I tell my 10-year-old son when he's playing basketball right now, I tell him, man, why are you shooting the – man, if you don't get your ass closer to the basket, because like Jay says, pulling up at half court or pulling up beyond the three-point NBA line.
Now. Yep.
Pulling in – and you 10 years old, you coming from down here.
Yep. In that way, it is similar to the MJ effect. Doc in Connecticut, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Willimax.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Doc?
I think you guys are getting popularity and influence mixed up with ability. Mm-hmm. Certainly, MJ was a good player and did a lot of great things. But if you look at the last game he won for a championship, it should have been an offensive foul because he pushed the defender out of the way.
He pushed the hell out of Donald Russell.
Hey, man,
his sixth finals MVP after he went 6-for-6 in the finals, won the MVP every time? Is that what you're talking about? He pushed someone out of the way?
What's his playoff record, Max?
Yeah, and that's what won the
game. With an all-star?
Now, you also look at the number of shots he took versus the number he made.
I'm sorry.
Before he got Scottie Pippen and the other guys, he didn't do much. Yeah, he scored a lot, but they didn't win.
Let me disabuse everyone of this myth. Michael Jordan, whenever he had a single other all-star on his team, almost every time, won the championship in under 7 games. When he didn't do much. Literally, he had not played with a single all-star until Pippen, and then took the Pistons 7 games. Pippen got the migraine, so he wasn't an all-star that game. They lost in game 7, and then the next year won the finals
But so his career started 7 years into his.
The first time he had a legit shot at a championship is when he. You can't win a championship without at least one other all-star on your team. It's never going to happen. You're not going to win a championship without at least one other all-star on the team, Key. He didn't have any all-star on the team.
And that may be true.
Right,
so he has some help.
Everyone got help, of course. Okay. And I'll even say
what you arguing in, Matt?
LeBron gets you closer to a championship by himself than MJ did. Right? There are different ways to measure things.
Okay.
You could have LeBron on a team and get closer to the chip than anyone else.
What are we arguing about right now?
Yes, Max, you just created an argument for yourself.
No, this guy brought up MJ didn't do much in the playoffs. He did a ton in the playoffs. He didn't have any help. As soon as he got help, he crushed everyone.
He just said one play with the push-off.
Crushed him.
He's referring to
one
play.
And then he went back.
You just get very sensitive.
And then he went back.
Anybody starts saying one thing about MJ, you're very reactionary.
You know what bothers me? Let me tell you.
He tried to create an argument.
No. The dude brought up MJ first early in the playoffs. He brought it up. Didn't do much in the playoffs. That's what the dude said. But my point is this. The greatest is not always going to play in your generation. You just missed it. Like Sugar Ray Robinson, greatest fighter who ever lived. He was done before I was born. Just my luck. I didn't live to see Sugar Ray Robinson, right? No one's been better than Robinson, or greater, I should say, in their own era, right? That's how it is. And what a lot of this generation can't understand is you missed MJ. I get you love LeBron and Steph. They're not as good as MJ. But we're not as great as MJ. But
I didn't
great.
Miss any of them, though. I've seen them all.
Right.
Up close and in person.
But your argument that MJ was so far ahead of all his contemporaries, mm-hmm. like, you know, you look at the top 10, like, Shaq was on the back end of MJ, right?
Yeah,
Magic was on the front end, same with Larry Bird, like, top 10. So, like, MJ didn't play in the same, like, sweet spot of his career.
Magic won MVP.
With another guy who was top 10
all time. Just to let you know, Magic won MVP. The year that Jordan waxed them in the finals. He destroyed them.
But I'm saying when Jordan hit his stride as winning champions.
But what I'm saying is Magic was still.
The Lakers was done then.
It was his last MVP, but he was still at the height of his powers in the sense he was the MVP of the league and no match for Jordan in the finals.
Yeah, but that was a different type of MVP.
No, he just didn't have
that. That was a legacy MVP with a good season.
Okay.
That's what that was.
In Orlando was young, yes, but remember they swept MJ when he came back at the end of the season? He didn't have his leg. He played like 20 games and then got swept by the Magic. Then MJ had the whole offseason to prepare, came back, and he didn't sweep MJ. He beat him. And swept the 60-win Orlando Magic.
Let me ask you this question.
Killing the
Let me ask you this question.
Swept
is LeBron James the second greatest player of all time to you? How far is Steph Curry away from LeBron James?
LeBron spent most of his career better than Steph Curry.
Okay, but where will Steph Curry be when it's all said and done, do you think?
I think he'll
closer to LeBron?
I think there'll be an argument, actually.
Okay, and then where's Kevin Durant going to be?
It's interesting. I don't know.
Okay, so I just gave you three players who, even though KD championship-wise, you want to get that mark, but KD won't finish top 10 of all time now.
I think there's a good chance.
Okay,
that's
three top 10 players of all time.
That this is a more competitive
Yes.
It's a good argument. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, much more coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.